what we would like to see, and there are a lot of stakeholders in this. You know, there would be the community, there will be the various heritage bodies, there will be the tourism bodies, and the archaeologists around Ireland who would be looking at the various castles. This is a great opportunity, and it would be a shame if it were not to move forward to secure the building, which is basically the hope that that's what will happen, that it will be protected, that it will be made safe, and that the government and others, obviously the government may not put up the 100%, which is highly unlikely. So, you know, we will start looking to see then where and how we can find funding from other quarters to do that. It's just going to add to, the whole East Donegal, the tourism element of East Donegal. And since social media has been invented, there's an awful lot of people doing drone shots of the castle, and then that has prompted people saying, oh, why do we not get into this castle? And it opens a whole new argument, which, to be honest, there's lots and lots of wonderful monuments in Ireland, and they're not all, open to the public. So what we would like, that there is a point at which people can appreciate this and that it would be saved for future generations, that's the importance. It's an important landmark in East Donegal, but also in Donegal itself.